The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give a drink to you? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. During the course of his earthly life, Jesus kept his identity concealed. He was not ostentatious about it. Jesus did not show up on the scene in Nazareth in day one and say, "Here I am, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, come down to earth." He kept his identity concealed, and he tried to coax his friends and his followers to know who he was, and the more they cooperated with him, the better they knew. But, you know, they didn't know it at first. Townspeople of Nazareth didn't know. Jesus' best friends didn't know. Even the apostles didn't know. They had to learn. They had to discover it. Now, it's still true. Christ is present among us. But we have to cooperate with him if we want to see him present among us. Did you know that the Second Vatican Council said that there's three ways Christ is mystically present right here in the Mass, and you have to work at it to see him? Three ways. First, in the person of the priest, okay? And I guess depending on your priest, you might have to work harder or less, right, to see him. The second is in the gathered assembly. And the third is in the proclamation of the word. Three mystical presences of Christ. And these are in addition to the literal presence of Christ, which is Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. That's not just merely a mystical presence. That's actually him, hidden under the appearance of a piece of bread. But once again, it's not ostentatious, is it? Well, there's one presence of Christ that's so hidden that he has to tell us about it at the Last Judgment. And that is his presence in the least of our brethren. The poor and the weak, yes, but you know what's more to the point? The irritating, the annoying, and the troublesome. The very people that you would otherwise most try to avoid, the least of my brethren. You want a quick examination of conscience for Lent? Think about the person in your life right now who you treat the worst, and realize that's the way you're treating Jesus Christ. Harsh, but true. It's a presence so hidden that both the saved and the damned were surprised to hear our Lord say it. They say, "Lord, we didn't know it was you," right? But ignorance is no excuse. Consider this. All those who are damned and are sent to hell are sent there not for what they did. They're sent for what they failed to do. It's partly why we pray that prayer at the beginning of every Mass. You know, "Lord, have mercy on me for what I've done and for what I've failed to do." And this is the very heart of all of our Christian morality. You take any of our moral teachings and you want to know why we believe it. At the very heart of it is what we do to others, we do to the Lord, and you'll never hear any other religion say this. You'll never hear Buddha say, "You know, whatever you did to the poor, you did that to the Buddha." You'll never hear Muhammad say, "Whatever you did to the weak and to the marginalized, that you did to Muhammad." Never. Only Jesus says this. And he expects us to know now that we've been told. I used to be a teacher. And before I gave the kids an exam, I would always give them a review session. And in the review session, I practically gave them the questions that were going to be on the exam, and they still failed the exam. It was incredible. You can't imagine your disappointment. Our Lord, in effect, he's giving us the questions right here on life's final exam, and he expects us to be prepared. So here's the million-dollar question. What do we do? What do we do to see our Lord mystically present where his presence is hidden? What do we do? Well, of course, we're going to build on the foundation that everything's built on. That's grace. We're going to pray. We're going to receive the sacraments. But do you know the real big missing piece in the life of most people? It's just straight up acting on it. There was a saying in the early church, "Ubi amor, ibi oculus." Where there is love, there is sight. The more you hear these words and just simply act on them, the more your sight will grow. Now, this is true in two ways. It's true spiritually. You know, Jesus says to us, those who are rich will receive more until they are richer still, and those who are poor, they'll have it taken away from them until they have nothing. He's talking about grace there. If you cooperate with his grace, he gives you more grace. And if you say no thank you to his grace, he backs off. That's one way in which it's true. But there's another way in which this is true. And that is almost in our human behavior, almost in our human psychology. The way you treat people perpetuates the way you treat people. If you're kind to people, you'll find you're even kinder to them next time, and it gets easier. And regretfully, the reverse is the case. Did you know that in the Nuremberg trials, after the Second World War, they interviewed some of the German guards who ran the concentration camps with the question, "How could you have been so cruel?" And what they discovered is, the worse they treated the prisoners, the more they hated the prisoners. So you're going to multiply whatever you act on, and really, it's just so simple, it couldn't be more right on the nose on your face. Jesus asks us to get up, walk out of this Mass when it's over, and just simply begin to act on it. Very good advice for the first Monday in Lent. Live each day, brothers and sisters, let's live each day as though we're terminally ill, because you know what? We are. And let's pray that one day these words might be said to us at the end of our lives. "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." And we'll ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saints Perpetua and Felicity, pray for us.